wanted to ask you about a couple of papers you were involved with. We were talking about B. vedotin, and want to just get your take on a couple of these. One is a paper in Blood, 5-year survival and durability results of B. vedotin in patients with relapse Hodgkin lymphoma. What did you all look at there?
Right. So we spoke a little earlier about the fact that are there potentially a population of patients who receive novel agents and could be cured? And I think in brentuximab vedotin-treated patients, there is this population. And that was the point of the paper, was really to look at 5 years on, after patients had failed initial treatment, failed an autologous transplant, and then got brentuximab vedotin, you know, the efficacy of that agent in that space was 75% response rate with about a 30% complete response. And the complete responding patients seem to be the patients that do best. And the question was, how well do they do? Because there seemed to be a population of patients that were now out 5 years and beyond, still in remission. And that was the point of that publication. When you take all patients and you go, how well is that tail doing? There's about a 20% of the entire population that are still in remission now, 5+ years beyond initial treatment. So the question is just, those patients look for all the world like they could be cured. And so I think that's an important piece of information as we weigh up the benefits of checkpoint inhibitors and brentuximab vedotin and other agents, is to know that you could, in a complete responding patient, expect in a subset potentially cure.
You know, I'm not sure that really is well appreciated outside the investigator world, because, you know, people don't see that many patients with relapsed Hodgkin's disease in practice. And I've always been curious about that idea with B. vedotin. Any thoughts, you know, theoretically, biologically, about what differentiates these 20% with these incredible responses versus everybody else?
You know, I think it comes back to the biology, remembering again that CD30 is very highly expressed on the Reed-Sternberg cells. So if your targeted agent, brentuximab vedotin, really delivers a knockout punch to those small number of Reed-Sternberg cells, the entire house of cards, as it were, with all of these immune cells collapses. And if there aren't Reed-Sternberg cells remaining to build it back up, you could potentially be cured. And I think those are the patients who are having this long, durable remission.